by now everyone's heard about the tragedy in Tucson, Arizona, where the congressperson, Gabrielle Giffords, was shot down, shot through the head, an attempted assassination, if you'd like to call it that, and others, dozens, injured. Six were killed, including a U.S. District Judge John Rawl, Giffords' aide Gabe Zimmerman, a 9-year-old girl involved in school government, a pastor, two women. Some of the women were in their 70s. The lunatic that did the shooting is the one that's responsible. Of course, those on the left and those wackos out there that like to politicize tragic events like this are blaming everyone from Sarah Palin to George Bush to the gun lobby to whoever. There are some heroes, the civilians that took down the shooter, took the gun away from him, the aide to Gabrielle Giffords, who held her in his lap and tried to stop the bleeding. It's amazing she's still alive. I was watching Fox News when they had reported her dead. But the part that really annoys me is to see some of the celebrity websites out there like TMZ that are trying to grab onto this and make a story. TMZ should be doing entertainment reporting. There's no entertainment in a story like this. There's only tragedy and awareness to what really goes on out there today. Should politicians be doing these types of political events without security? Should they even be doing these types of events? For the people comes to mind. They're there for the people, and a representative like Giffords will go out with the people. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, conservative, liberal, a Tea Party supporter, or just someone who's independent. This has nothing to do with anybody except the person who did the shooting. And we're hearing that there may be an accomplice now, and hopefully the police will find that person. Those that talk about the death penalty for the shooter, if convicted, the alleged shooter, if convicted, absolutely, there shouldn't be a doubt. Listening to some talk radio last night, I'm hearing those complaining that those in government shouldn't be given state funerals because they're not military. Well, I believe if you serve the people, whether you're in the government, whether you're in the military, police, fire, EMS, you name it, and sadly, if you pass away, you should have the right to have that coffin draped with a flag of the country of your choosing, of where you live. But again, TMZ, Harvey Levin, stick to the media story. Stick to what you do best. Trying to blame Sarah Palin for something like this. I know you're skirting around the issue, but your politics is very open. Is doing nothing except just riling up the people. Why not talk about the shooter? Why not talk about the alleged shooter and talk about the person who got shot and talk about all the emergency services personnel that went there and the families? Get off this Sarah Palin thing. She didn't have anything to do with this. Her politics didn't have anything to do with this. The lunatic that pulled the trigger had something to do with this. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.